But right now, we're going to switch things over a little bit to, we're going to pull in Melissa. I've got a surprise for you this morning. Let me grab the phone here. I've got Amy from Shoops, who is going to talk to us a little bit about something they're doing at Clinton Central tomorrow night with a Coach George Gilbert tribute. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for setting aside a few minutes this morning to tell us about what you're doing tomorrow night.
Oh, no worries. I'm glad to do it, and we're excited to have a fun night out at Clinton Central tomorrow evening. And, of course, the whole purpose of this is to honor George Gilbert, who's been an iconic coach at Clinton Central for many years. And this has kind of been the brainchild of Coach Rosa, who worked with Coach Gilbert many years ago and took on to be on his coaching staff this year. And so he just loves Coach Gilbert and wants to honor him tonight, and so do our boys.
And I think I've been hearing the last couple of weeks, you guys are bringing out a full-on hog, right? Big old hog roast.
We are. We don't do that too much anymore.
I didn't think so.
That was Coach Rose's request. He said, I want to do an old-fashioned hog roast. And he kind of mentioned it to my husband because my son plays on the team. And we said, sure, we can do that. But we weren't exactly sure what he had in mind. But, you know, at Shoops here, we can usually come up with, a good plan. So I'll be out there myself alongside my husband, and some of our Shoops Clinton Central employees and students will be helping us put this together. And we're going to do a full meal for the alumni. So the tailgate that we've been doing is for anybody who wants to tailgate and support the Bulldogs at 4:30. They line up along the softball field. You can put a pop-up tent. You can cook out or bring stuff to share amongst yourself. But the hog roast is actually supposed to be for the alumni who are coming back to honor George and their families. And we're actually feeding them at 6 o'clock under the pavilion close to the concession stand. So once you get inside the venue, I'm not sure if they're going to have tickets or how they will get in, but they will be able to come in and enjoy a whole hog roast meal provided by Shoop.
Yeah, we've been mentioning that too when we talk about this, that is primarily for the alumni.
Correct.
And I knew they would have some way to chart and track and everything. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, go ahead.
We hope that it's a good night for our Bulldog boys, and they've kind of had a rough season, so we're ready to face Carroll, which I know they're a really talented team.
Yeah, so. It'll be tough, but they are trying so hard. And like you said, Coach Rosa is – I've had a chance to get to know him a little bit over the last couple months, and he's pretty awesome too. So
he is. He's so positive, and he just really loves the boys, and he focuses on them getting better each week, which they are. They are getting better each week and improving. And so we're hoping the end of the season we'll see some shining moments.
Yeah.
But he, again, he took it over, and he has been he's such a hard worker and dedicated to our school and our boys.
For sure. Yeah, I heard a story. I forget who had told me, but I think he sort of came out of retirement to come back to help a little, we're fortunate.
Coach, I think Coach Gilbert kind of twisted his arm to come back and help him.
Good.
And then he had to take it over. So we hope to see George there tonight or Friday night.
Friday
not
night,
tonight.
Yep.
I keep thinking we're doing it tonight, I guess. And I hope that he has a chance to visit with all the players that he has impacted over the years, because not only are they football players, but he has helped develop young men for us.
Yeah, for sure. I've heard so many, well, who were kids at the time, they're now in their late 30s or early 40s, who have told me that he was, their favorite teacher. He really prepared them for college and treated them like men, not kids.
Absolutely.
Or women,
Yep. And he,
we need more of that for sure.
We do. We absolutely do. Yes, he was a wonderful teacher.
Well, Amy, I guess before we let you go, I'd like to ask you, what's the state of affairs at Shoops? How's the business going?
Oh, wow. We have been going crazy. Of course, COVID, threw us all for a big loop. And,
sure.
since we've all been kind of coming out the other side of that, we were thrilled to make it, and we pivoted and changed, and we have just been crazy busy with especially our catering side of our business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the weddings, you know, they're rescheduled, and you know, staffing, we're trying to keep our head above water, so right. We're always looking for extra helpers here, too, because we're usually moving in a lot of directions. This particular weekend when I'm cooking this hog, we have three weddings between Friday and Saturday, and next weekend we're going to be at Purdue. We've been doing a lot over at Purdue, mm-hmm. so we have quite a lot going on here.
Yeah, I guess. And you could, so if somebody, because I'm trying to help connect people with, because there's a lot of people out there who, for whatever reason, I don't know. I don't know where they get their money, but there's a lot of people who just don't want to work. But for those who for those who do want to work or maybe interested in a little part-time work with Christmas coming up, maybe a little extra money, how would they apply with you guys, Amy?
Well, that's what's so wonderful about our part-time work. It's not getting a part-time job like you get other places and you're required to be there on certain days and certain times. Mm-hmm. Ours is event by event. And we have a system in place that it, a request comes right over your phone, and you say, yes, I'm available, no, I'm not available.
Wow.
And we have over 125 part-time people.
Oh,
some help
gosh.
Us multiple times every week, some only once a month, and some a couple times a year. So it's really great.
That's
it's
brilliant.
It's flexible with your schedule because you get to pick the times that you work. And if you want to reach out to us, you can just email direct Cindy or myself, and we can get you in to get you some paperwork. And that's just Amy, A-M-Y, at ShoopsCountry.com, or Cindy, my sister, C-I-N-D-Y, at ShoopsCountry.com. Or stop by, if you want to just stop by our office.
Yeah.
We're usually here 8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. So.
All right. Well,
yep.
Thank you
and
for...
And also, we're yeah. gearing up for the store, too, for the holiday. So, we're excited about, you know, getting people out here to shop local here in our store. So I guess the holidays are going to be right around the corner here quickly.
Yeah, they are. Now, where's your store location at?
It's on State Road 39, just south of Frankfort.
Okay, yes, that's what I was thinking. I wanted to just make sure. I was out there just a couple months ago, but...
Yep, it's just past Greenlawn Cemetery on the right-hand side.
Yeah,
yep.
Very good. All right, well, we'll see you real soon, I'm sure, and thank you so much for helping out tomorrow night with Coach Gilbert and his tribute and everything else, and thank you for everything you do in the community.
Well, thank you. It's really wonderful being on here, and hopefully we'll see some alumni on Friday night.
All right, Amy. Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Amy with Shoops Country Foods.